Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Punt, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Two punts from glory, it was still a great day for Carolina. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The UNC men's golf team did not advance to the NCAA championship match in Scottsdale, Arizona, edged out by Georgia Tech on the last green of the last semifinal Tuesday, the Tar Heels' best such finish since 1993. In those 30 years, college golf has changed enormously. For starters, the entire match play tournament of the eight teams that survived 4 days of stroke play was on the Golf Channel, which was launched in 1995. Now owned by NBC, it draws millions of golf-hungry viewers to whatever is showing. And this week, it was another showcase for college golf, and for the third straight year, Andrew DiBattista's top-seeded team was in that spotlight, where Davis Love III and John Inman had to star on the PGA Tour before becoming household names of the game. Now the golf world knows of lefty David Ford and Peter Fountain, who battled into dusk before the Yellow Jackets proved a little better. Still, it was wonderful theater to be among the final four that included Florida and Florida State, football schools that were also trying to win their first golf national championship, and how the Heels battled into the setting sun. It was only until Georgia Tech senior Ross Steelman sank two critical putts on the 16th and 17th greens to win his match on the final hole to secure the decisive point for the Jackets in the 3-2 win over Carolina Tuesday at the Greyhawk Golf Course. It was riveting theater. Not yet stars on the Pro Tour that some of them will surely become, these college kids turned an individual game into a team sport that makes college athletics so unique. As each match ended, the players didn't disappear into the clubhouse or become trunk slammers in the parking lot. They kept joining teammates for the dramatic final holes until Florida and Georgia Tech advanced to Wednesday's final, where one of them will emerge with their first national title. With the program DiBattista has put together, the Tar Heels may very well be there for a fourth straight year and keep knocking on the door before they bust through it. Carolina got a dominant 6-5 win by Dylan Manente and a second come-from-behind win by Ford to put 2 points on the board. But Ryan Burnett and Austin Greaser could not muster the magic of the 72 holes of stroke play and the morning quarterfinals of the five-team matches. Regardless of the outcome, Carolina Blue gleamed in the desert for a golfing nation to see. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Point.